morning, girls. Don't bother. You know, leave it up until you get to work this morning because it's going to come out anyway. Becoming partly cloudy later on this afternoon with highs to around 80. The degrees are 67. How do you like the show so far this morning?
I think we're going to have to submerge, Commander.
Hey, the good guys moving with music here. It's 7:04 in the morning with Harv Moore from WPGC. Number one, the Groovers are here. Bunch of local guys making good there. The Groovers, they're from Fredericksburg, Virginia. The song He Will Break Your Heart, the oldest, brought up in brand new 1969 style. Check the time at 8 after 7 with Harvey.
Come on in,
the Maryland Request-O-Matic lines are now open. Call WPGC at 779-1580. Request any record we're playing on Good Guys Radio. Our choice of callers, your choice of records. Smokey and the Mackerels there, Abraham, Martin, and John. It's 7:23 from WPGC, and I refuse to go a step farther here without saying happy birthday to Peggy Jackson over in Fairfax.
WPGC, happy birthday.
Miserable Tuesday, huh? Cloudy skies, muggy, wet, sticky, the whole mess out there. Cloudy this morning, some drizzle becoming partly cloudy later on today with highs around 80. 67 WPGC, good guy degrees outside here now. Ah, yes, heavenly music from the angels. Remember, we used to say that back in 1963. Good Guy Gold with Harv Moore, 7:31 in the morning at WPGC. Number one.
WPGC.
Two in a row.
WPGC.
Two in a row.
WPGC.
Flash, flash.
1967.
You have to be at work at 8. You have 23 minutes to get there. Drive carefully, though.
WPGC.
Quarter after 7, WPGC Chime Time with a wrap, Harv Moore. Out at Heinz Shoes, it's summer sale time, you know, and the savings are tremendous. At all Heinz Shoe stores, Washington, Virginia, and Maryland even.
WPGC Weather Wardrobe.
Well, what a day. Cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, with highs to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, down to 65 tonight. Highs tomorrow around 80. The degrees, check them out at 67 on the Morning Mayor Show. The weather wardrobe is sticky and messy as it is. Bathing suits and galoshes.
You're looking good.
Clyde McCratter chatter with the boy next door, Harv Moore, WPGC, number one, 7:04 in the morning, a Tuesday grab of records here. 8 days into July already, you know. You know, we were talking about the Senators won last night, beat the Indians, right, by a score of 7-2. Frank Howard got 2 home runs. Mike Epstein got 1. Little Jim French got a triple, a double, and one of the fans jumped out on the field last night and kissed Jim French right on the field. That's right, it was in the paper this morning. Was I embarrassed when I found out it was Spike that did it?
I'm going to break your neck, you little brat.
Tequila! Hey, I got dust all over me digging that one out for you this morning. How many remember that one by the Champs way, way back in the Hall of Fame? So this is the Brad Harv Moore.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
Yeah, but it's not Joe Artinger. No, it's your old buddy Rob. What happened to Joe? Oh, it's a telling tale, but one I mustn't share just yet. No, no. Do tune into the Don and Mike show at 3 o'clock. Yes, I'm watching Buzz's face right now. This is the one news story Buzz doesn't have. What happened to Joe? You're going to love it. Anyway, maybe, no, you know what? I don't want to reveal anything. This is Joe Artinger. Welcome to the Joe Show. We got the best of Don and Mike at the 2 o'clock hour here on the mighty WJFK. Great stuff to listen to until Don and Mike join us live in studio at 3 o'clock. The first segment today, Don, vacation recap when he went to Belize. You better believe it. And also, I want to say, happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Belize, which...
Where's that?
Sucks.
Oh, I mean, really? It sounds beautiful.
The weather's... Yeah, the weather's great.
Yeah.
The weather in a lot of these places that I got to go to on this vacation was really great, but it seemed like I was traveling back in time, because not a lot of modern conveniences...
Well, don't you have your boat?
Yeah, but I like, for instance, one of the places that we went was, I don't remember, so many, Nassau, okay? Mm-hmm. We got off the boat in Nassau. You know what I like is, Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got, you know, cigar places. You got...
Ever since the time we did, we took 150 listeners over to London, England, and you were, all you were doing, like, the first 24 hours was looking for a Taco Bell. And you found one.
I'm in funky Nassau, and I'm liking it. But some
did you get your hair braided?
I did not. Some of the other stops, though, really, you'd walk out under the boat, the tender would take you over the boat from the big boat, and you get over there, there'd be chickens walking around.
Right.
And there'd be, you know, of course, hey, man, hey, man.
Don't they wait for you when those big boats come in? Don't they sit there and rub their hands together and say, hey, you know, here comes a Mark?
Yeah.
You know, all, all the local con men.
That's right.
Get the guy in the Packer shirt. Look at him. Look how big and fat and stupid he is.
So you would wear a Packers shirt? That would that certainly wouldn't advertise you as a tourist.
Donkey show?
Now, Rob,
you're welcome.
You know, it's not here, but hold on. Hold on, it might be. When we were in Cozumel...
No, you didn't buy a souvenir.
No. I brought it. One of the things that's stapled to the to a telephone pole for a donkey sex show.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, you brought show and tell.
It was such a rush, I don't think it's here. Hold on a second. No, this would be a gift for you.
Hey, thank
open
you.
It up. It's a beer glass.
Wow.
It's from Belize. Well, I don't have it. I'll have to bring it in tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
It's a Pilsner glass, like a 12-ounce Pilsner glass, and it's the Blissfully Belizean Lighthouse Lager beer glass.
That's lovely.
I know how you like your beer glasses. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, I'm not really, and I'll tell you this in a second. Oh, woe is me, the problems I have. I barely made it to work today. I'm not prepared for the show. I've not gone home. I've not unpacked.
I mean, lest anybody be nervous, I am prepared, and I think that'll be good enough today.
Okay, so here we go. Hi, welcome. Great to be here. Buzz?
Yes.
You got that surgery, didn't you?
I'm not wearing glasses anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the laser eye surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love it. It's cool.
That's neat.
Yeah. Couldn't be happier about that.
Does it work okay?
It works fine.
Your eyes are fine?
Yes, it works fine, Mike.
On this little vacation recap, I'm going to have a treat for you. What are you guys laughing
about? I was just laughing at Buzz.
I was looking at you when I said it works well, Mike.
Buzz and I do a little nonverbal once in a while, and, you know, I'll get the real lowdown during the commercial break.
Oh, no, I think that's what he had done. Hey,
yeah,
baby.
No,
yeah, wait a minute. Hold on.
Hey, listen, I just want to set something up you're going to hear on the show today with my wife. Mm-hmm. Something that she's never done before.
Ooh.
What she did was she got, I don't want to say drunk, because that's an ugly word.
That is.
She got...
Now that is not an ugly word.
For a girl, it is.
And I came up with the idea when I had no drinks. So it was just that I needed some. And I'm sure Mike can empathize. I need a little courage.
You know, in these days of indecency and all that we can't say and we can't do, we certainly can keep drunk. Please.
Okay, you got it.
She got good and drunk.
So here's
tipsy,
the thing.
And it was a good wife. I mean,
she had a Lucy Ricardo moment when she said to me...
Sometimes women must drink to do things that would normally be distasteful.
We were sitting on the boat, and she says to me, cause, like Lucy Ricardo, you know what? I should go around and tape some of these people that I know you're going to be making fun of. Mm-hmm. I should go out, and I said,
or not making fun of, that you would be telling stories. I said, wouldn't the stories be better if you could actually hear the voices?
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I tried to give my wife questions. I tried to give her funny questions.
Right.
I've not heard this tape.
She made a tape on the vacation?
Yes. She had five drinks on Saturday night.
Wow.
And she went out to interview various people that we had met on the cruise.
Did you give them the proper disclaimer? This is going to be taped for broadcast?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. They all knew. So that's something that we're going to hear today.
That's exciting.
And I've not heard the tape.
I like this.
I've only heard one little bit where she was hiccuping.
Oh.
And that's because you were, and it's not an ugly word, Mike, I'll say it. You were drunk.
Drunk.
Falling down drunk, darling.
Gloriously.
Let me have a couple first of all, my plan was that you would edit this and cut it up and use the little snippet.
What did I tell you?
Afterwards.
If you want to do something like everybody else on the show, here's what you do. Make a tape. You give it to me, and I play it. We play it. If it's bad, we'll fast forward.
We like it raw.
If there's something funny, we'll rewind
it. If it's bad, you'll play it over and over and over.
Yeah, well, it's fun to hear, like, the microphone being rustled around and rubbing up against cloth and, you know, everything like
that. Now, if I had a tape of you that made fun of you, would I play it?
WCCP. This is Fleetwood Mac.
But I don't care.
All right, darling, before I started today, I want to make sure I didn't F up who I'm supposed to be mad at and who we're thankful to. So it's is it Cindy?
Oh, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She's a nice lady. She's a lady that got us off this cruise today.
I realize the new standards.
Why? What happened?
No, you just see, you're off. Still.
We can't dwell.
We can't dwell on that.
On what?
Come on now, come exactly. on now. I know you're just off the boat. I was just. It's a passing comment. It's
I didn't even hear what you
Cindy's
said.
Cindy's the one that got you off
the boat.
The boat. Off the boat. Yeah. Oh,
there we go.
We can say that.
No, that's what I was saying, but then you didn't know what I had said.
Well, how do you
because
know she didn't?
You're just off the boat.
How do you know she didn't get me off the
there
boat?
There you go. Now you're back on track.
Okay. You know what I mean? Or maybe she got me off
she
the
got
boat.
You off
so
the boat.
Squeaky clean now, darling. You don't even get dirty jokes.
I will. I'm just tired and stressed out. Yes. But I will. So thank you to her. She works for who is it? Celebrity? Is that the cruise line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's Cindy.
She's nice. Now as opposed to the morons that are running what was it? Immigration and Customs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's the deal. This boat of Americans, generally, mm-hmm. pulls up, leaves Baltimore. This, for us, sounded like the perfect vacation,
mm-hmm.
because the boat leaves Baltimore. You don't have to fly anywhere.
That's very cool.
You get on at the port at Baltimore, right by beautiful Dundalk. Dundalk, dear, hon.
Hello.
And you go down to Florida. And then
you like a natty bow to celebrate your holiday?
Don't
you
go
to,
believe me. There was a lot of that. Oh. You would have had a field day on this boat.
Oh, right. Just wait. No, I want to tell you about the drunk people. Oh, did you have a can for breakfast or what?
No,
what
was the I think thing? He had cleaned up his act. I think he was on the do not drink list.
There was this dude, about 50, fat, with a walrus-like mustache. And this guy, at 8 o'clock in the morning, we'd come down to get our coffee, and we'd see him sitting at the bar, and one of the things was, what do you call it, breakfast in a can?
Yeah.
I'll have some breakfast in a can. And this guy was bombed. I've got lots
had a beer for breakfast.
But he was bombed all the time. He was bombed
yeah,
like
a snappy dresser. He had that Titanic swimming team t-shirt on.
And at the jive shows that we went to, he would heckle people from the crowd. And they wouldn't know how to deal with him. And as it turns out,
I wonder if he knows Gary and Garth.
You'd walk around this ship and I would hear people saying, and did you see that man? That man was awful. Turns out there's like 1,700 people on this ship. But there was one guy that was so drunk and so obnoxious, everybody on the ship knew who he was. And it was an immediate conversation starter, an icebreaker with people. Where you'd see somebody in the elevator, you'd be stuck for a couple minutes, and they'd go, hey, they'd be talking. That man was doing, I say, hold
did
on.
Did Frida get him on tape?
Did you, baby?
No, I wanted to.
He did approach you, though, didn't he? Didn't he
yeah,
come up
but that was, see, that's one of the reasons I had the idea. That was earlier
so,
in the week. Yeah,
he
was calling me many names trying to get
so,
me to stop.
Here's what we had heard about this guy. We had heard that this guy first had just gotten out of detox.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
3 months.
3 months out of detox.
Wow.
Three
and,
months in detox.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To celebrate.
And then I guess because he was so happy that he had made it through his detox, he was getting so drunk every day that after like the fourth or fifth day, his family clamped down, had an intervention, and all of a sudden he's not drinking anymore.
Yeah, I think that was over midweek.
Whew.
You know, for my money, if you're going to come out of detox, a cruise ship probably wouldn't be the best place to go.
No, you know what? You know what we found out they had advice.
If you're fresh out of detox or if you're fresh out of Weight Watchers, don't go on a cruise.
Oh, really? Listen to this. Here's something we found out on this boat. Every day we're looking and they got the list, you know, bingo and all this other, you know, stupid stuff they have in this boat. Every day we see meeting for friends of Bill W.
Yes.
5 o'clock. So we're looking at this every day and finally said to Fruit.
That AA?
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
No, I said.
And you
know,
would think we would know.
Yeah. I said, now I've heard of FOB, you know,
right.
Friends of Bill, like Clinton. I said, so we ask somebody, because we're dumb.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just sit at the table. We said, who's this Bill W we're hearing all this about?
You know, he was just a popular guy.
And somebody turned around and said, don't you know he invented Alcoholics Anonymous?
And that's code for AA.
Yeah, yeah, but listen, here's just a tip from me to all of the prospective alcoholics out there. Don't go on a cruise. If you're an alcoholic and you're fighting it, Mm-hmm. Don't go on. I mean, if you're in denial and you're still drinking, you'll love it.
And here's a tip for me: don't fight it.
But if you're trying to lick it,
I've tried. Why? It's much too much energy.
If you're trying to lick it, forget it.
Yeah.
Just go on the boat.
But if you're like Mike and you've just given into it,
you know, really, if you just get to a point where you don't fight it anymore, you know, it's fine. You know,
darling, let me see. So, here's the problem: that the boat arrives in Baltimore this morning at 10 o'clock. Now, I'd have to be to work till 3 o'clock.
That's wonderful.
So I figure I'm cutting it close.
When I had heard that this is how you were going to do it, I thought in the back of my mind that there was a potential for a problem, but I envisioned the problem would be, you know, maybe they had to divert or, you know, there were some weather-related things. It was kind of choppy with the wind.
No, it's the dumbest mistake I ever made to want to push a vacation to come back on the very day that we're doing the show.
But, Mike, you know what a relaxed traveler he is.
Frida, I would be the exact same way.
It was only the last day that I got nuts. And today,
I'd be out of my mind.
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting back at 10. I figure an hour to clear customs. We're about an hour from Baltimore. I should be to work at noon.
And you're up at about 7, just chomping, really, kind of get ready.
I started getting crabby last night.
Oh, that was just about the packing, and that was about...
It was about vacation being... You get in your traveling mode.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
you know...
I can relate to that.
Hey, who can't dig this when you're on vacation, no matter what you do for a living? You're having a good time, but then all of a sudden you realize the day, like, before it's over, you go, oh, wow, I got to go back to do my job tomorrow. So
everybody gets to...
The last night it was starting to get me pissed that I was looking around, and everybody was drunk and happy, and I was looking around and going, am I the only guy here that's got to work tomorrow? And Frida was exceptionally happy. She was giddy. She was so happy. And that
doesn't set well.
And she hadn't packed yet, and I wanted to go back to the room and pack, because, you know, you got to pack. Because you don't pack, then you're really not in the mindset to go back to work, to go back to, you know, your job.
Right.
Everything
becomes a big deal. But it's not just that you don't want to go back to work. It's when we leave for somewhere, too. You're just not a good traveler.
I guess I'm not. Well, whatever. But they screwed us in Baltimore. Just let me tell you, the ship arrives at 10. Okay. Here's the deal. You know, unless you're going to do a body cavity search on somebody, you can size them up right away. You tell if they're Al-Qaeda or not.
Right.
You can tell if, you know, if they're, you know, like that guy, if they're drunk or not.
Sure.
You know, customs, you know, in my particular case, I happen to know they've caught me before. I'm not going to bring Cuban cigars back because I know that they're looking at me. So I figure everybody's got a story. You can whip right through customs. Mm-hmm. No. Boat arrives at 10 o'clock in Baltimore.
You know what?
We sat on a... Oh, look at, she's right back in her element. Look
busy.
At this. Oh, you know what's happening.
Is there a man at the house?
She's spending my money. She's redoing a bathroom.
Oh. She hits the deck running, right?
Yeah.
Literally. She's right back on schedule.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Are you talking to me?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, what's new with the bathroom?
I was just saying goodbye to Kirk, who's working in the bathroom.
All right.
To leave for today.
Listen, you go ahead. I mean,
no,
you're
I'm
all
not.
Taken care of here, Mrs.
No, you're fine.
Because I've got other things to do. You know, when we come back, the internet doesn't work.
Oh dear.
Joe, did Joe break our internet?
No,
you know, Joe is phone screening for
our
us.
Our modem is out
Joe
of date.
Joe was house sitting. Joe wasn't phone screening for us.
Yeah.
Sitting at your house screening calls.
Hello.
All right, sweet pea. I will see you later then.
All right, love you, baby.
Okay, love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
So here's what happened in a nutshell. This is just this morning. Wake up, ready to come to work. Watching the boat enter the port in Baltimore. It's beautiful.
Right.
We pull in at 9:30, and I think, oh, we're a half hour early. Oh, this is cake.
Yeah.
I think I called Robbie up. I called Buzz up. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, guys, you know, I'm on my way. Don't worry about it.
Right.
About an hour and a half later, I've noticed the boat's still sitting in the same spot. Nobody's doing anything. And now they're kicking us out of our rooms.
So it's just sitting out in the harbor?
Yeah. And then I hear that the problem is with customs and with immigration that they can take their own sweet time.
Yeah.
If they want to, there's 1,700 people on that boat.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk to every single person, whatever they want to do.
Now, does customs and immigration come out to the boat before it docks?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
So it's that deal where they've got to secure the boat. And I was getting so freaking mad. I was pacing up and down this hallway, and I know I embarrassed Frida because I was just out of my mind. I said, Jesus. I said, look, it's quarter till noon. I said, do you understand? I have to be to work at 3. We're not even off the effing boat yet. I'm saying this is like the most embarrassing day of my life. I said, God, Mike's going to be there doing the show. You know what I mean? Mike's going to do the show. No offense, Mike. You know, I love you. No offense. But I said, God. It's like the thing that I bust his balls about all the time. Then the first day back from vacation, I'm not going to be there. And she, at one point, she said to me, she said, you have ruined this vacation. And that was after just a few hours later telling me it was the best vacation we ever had. I said, how did I ruin it? She said, with your behavior. You've embarrassed me. I said, how have I embarrassed you? And I'm not realizing the volume I'm speaking at. She said, everybody at this end of the restaurant just heard you yell and scream, and incidentally, use the F word about 5 times.
Well, especially now with all the restrictions. I mean, we use it more in our private life. Yes.
So at this point, what I'm doing is I'm walking around, and I'm saying to anybody on this ship, I'd like to speak to the captain, please.
Oh, no.
I'd like to speak to the captain. So finally, I go to guest services, and I get somebody, and I say the dumbest thing in the world. I say, hi, I'm a celebrity.
Oh, God, did you say it that way?
Just like that, because I was just feeling like...
I'm a celebrity.
I was just feel like such a loser.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to get off this boat so bad. I figured there's two ways. Either I go up and say, hi, I'm a semi-famous celebrity.
You might know me. I'm a somewhat famous radio person.
You know, or I got to do like an extensive lie, and I know that that's not like if I, you know, say, oh, I just found out, you know, my mother's been trampled by a bus, you know, a mile away. I'm not, first off, if that happens, I'm not going to lose any sleep.
You know, I've always had that dilemma when anything like that happens where you either go, you know, are you going to be pretentious and tell the truth that you do a radio show and you've got to be there? Mm-hmm. Or do you come up with the elaborate lie that might carry more weight where they won't think you're being a dink, you know?
I go, hi. Lady says, hi. How may I help you? I said, notice we've been in port almost 2.5 hours now. Nobody seems to move. Yes, it's not really us, up to us. It's up to customs. I said, well, I'm somewhat of a minor celebrity in these parts. I said, a lot of people on this. And I met a lot of nice people on this boat right after the show. So a lot of people on the boat will tell you, attest to that. The thing is, yeah,
I brought some witnesses with me.
The thing is, I really get, my job's an hour away at least with no traffic. And I got to be there at 3. Yeah. I said, I got to be there. I said, I'm like a doctor or a lawyer. I got to be there. And she said, oh, just a moment, please. And I thought, oh, now this is sweet.
Here we go. Chopper's waiting on the foredeck.
So she brings a guy out, some guy, another guy wearing a love boat suit. And he comes out and he says, may I help you? And I said, yeah, hi. I do a radio show. A bunch of people on this boat know who I am. And,
mm-hmm.
And he said, well, my advice to you would be, he said, did you know that you would have to be to work today? I said, oh, yes. Today is the day back. He said, well, my advice would have been to take a boat that arrives back yesterday so you would be sure. He said, we don't say that we guarantee you're going to be off the boat at 10:01. He said, as a matter of fact, we pulled in 15, 20 minutes early. He said, we've done all we can. He said, so how may I help you? I said, well, I really need...
Was he copping a little too?
No, he was being very nice. But he said, so I don't see how I can help you. And because, like everybody on the ship, he's from somewhere else, I said...
Listen, Frenchie.
He says, maybe you don't understand.
Listen, Dutch boy.
You see, there's a radio show. And then why is it, and this guy spoke perfect English, but I feel the need to speak louder and speak slower like he's retarded.
I have to be on the radio.
That's what I'm saying. And so he goes, just... one moment, please. And now I think I'm either going to get the supreme brush off,
right,
or I'm going to get the first class treatment.
Right.
Well, I get a bitch on wheels that comes out. Obviously, she's used to dealing with people who want their way.
Right.
She steps right. She goes, hi, how may I help you? I said, hi.
Well, see, right there, they're making you go through the thing 3 times.
I said, well, no, it was to get to the final, to the pit bull.
Okay.
The first two people kind of didn't know what to do.
Right.
But the third lady comes out and she says, Hi, how may I help you? I said, well, I do a radio show. I got to be off the boat. She said, oh, that is a sticky wicket or whatever it is that she said. You know, that's a touchy pickle, whatever it is that she said. That's something
careful.
She said, but we can't. I'm afraid we can't help you. Thank you, though. Next. And then I was, you know, I'm shattered. I walked away and I walk over by Frida. And, of course, she says, well, how did Mr. Celebrity do? And I said, you know, I'm so mad. I'm so pissed. But
are you still floating out in the middle of the harbor?
Yeah, no, no. At this point, we're actually, we're pulled up. We can see the gangway where you get off the boat.
Right.
You get off. There it is again.
But did at any point, did you think maybe just break and run for it?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. Hey, listen, it's, you know, it's terrorism.
Shoot to kill. Yeah.
They'd shoot you?
Yeah, I would think that they all had guns.
Yeah.
You know, I don't screw around with those customs guys. Right, they all have guns. They all got the big,
Yeah, we got a guy coming down the gang. Shoot him. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill.
They got the big arms, so we finally ended up getting out of there, and I said to my wife, now, let's see. Can you or can you not get me to work in less than 1 hour and 10 minutes?
You left the driving to her?
Yeah. I said, fly like the wind. Fly. And she was flying, and that's when, oh, I know we got to take a break, but this is one thing that just, before vacation, killed me. We're driving up to this place where we parked the car to get on the boat, and she said, you know, I'm almost on empty. Should I get gas now?
Oh.
And I said, because it was like a week and a half ago, I said, ah, no, come on, let's get on the boat.
Yeah.
Let's start vacation. Who wants, we'll worry about that later. Come on.
Put your cares away.
Let's get on the boat.
It's about an empty tank.
So now, of course, we're getting out there beating ass to come back here. And as soon as we get on 95, she said, uh-oh, gas light just went on.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, so it was like, I'm pretending like I'm in NASCAR.
I'm sure that added to the stress.
I said to her, because they had one of those signs off 95 that says gas,
yes,
this way,
mm-hmm.
But it was a little gas station that was in a cul-de-sac of a...
And then you're going to go under the highway.
Residential area.
Right.
So I'll give my wife credit. She's driving crazier than she's ever driven.
Good for her.
She's got the pedal to the metal. She's making left hand, right hand. We pull up to this gas station. I go, you stay in on gas. Go! I go back, do the credit card thing, put the thing in. Now, you know, it's not like on NASCAR. In 14 seconds, those guys fill like 5 tanks of gas.
Yep.
I'm standing there for maybe a minute, 2 minutes, just going, oh, I'm going to make it. And I look up and I see, for whatever reason, there's a little clink, a chink, if you will, what do you call it, in the hose?
Yeah, a kink.
A kink.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And the gas, I've not been looking at the display,
mm-hmm.
The gas is coming out approximately this fast. And I look up and it says, total sale, 28 cents. Yeah. Meanwhile, she's in the car checking out her glasses. She goes back. She goes, "How's it going?" It's going great. So I get the thing straightened out.
You're so stressed out, you're not even looking at the pump.
No. So we put $3 of gas in the car.
$3.
Well, that was all it took to get here.
That's too funny.
And she hauled ass, and we made it here.
$3. I'm surprised that got you out of the parking lot.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Independence Air has 40 low-fare flights every weekday from Dulles to Metro New York. No other airline has more flights to Metro New York from Washington. Book now at flyeye.com. Independence Air. Go your own way.
Volkswagen Springfield announces its 04 model clearance for those of you that have been waiting. Those of you patiently waiting for the incredible model year-end savings on the new or certified pre-owned Volkswagen you've always wanted. Well, today is the day at Volkswagen Springfield. It's time for action, because with the savings you'll get on an 04 Touring, Jetta, Passat, or Beetle convertible, it'll be over before you know it. You need to see their incredible selection of new 04s and certified pre-owned Volkswagens in stock and ready for delivery at Volkswagen Springfield today. Some with 0% financing on approved credit. Volkswagen Springfield's end of model year clearance includes 04 Jettas, Passats, Beetle convertibles, and the sport utility vehicle of your dreams, the Touring. They're all more affordable now than ever, and you still get that incredible high performance and safety German cars are known for. But shop today, because the sale ends November 30th. And remember, if you really want to know what makes a Volkswagen better, drive it. You'll get it. Volkswagen Springfield's new marketplace, close by at 6601 Backlick Road. Call 703-451-2380 or vwspringfield.com. Drivers want it.
Are you experiencing hair loss? Well, stop worrying. That's right. Don't worry about it.